broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And it is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch, and we go places other talk shows wish they could. They just simply cannot. They are, it's an impossible. In fact, not only can the talk shows not go there, but a lot of times the whole broadcasting industry is in the dust.
Well said.
Thank you. Now, this hour we have R.C. Collins from Bradley Military Academy. We're going to talk very briefly, and I know we had an awful lot of calls on our Obama health care issue, and certainly we will be discussing that in forthcoming shows. But we are going to, as they say, shift gears here and talk a little bit about the death penalty with R.C. Collins. Now, I want to remind you that our website is philhenryshow.com. With a backstage pass, you have access to thousands of hours of archived material. I mean, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, well, thousands of hours going back over a decade of full radio shows. And now that our archive is complete, I'm very happy to report, I think maybe we have, do we have like 1 or 2 months?
Yeah, I think we got like 2,000.
Well, there's 1 month in the year 2000 that needs to be filled in. Now that our archives are complete, we're going to begin working on logging all of this. We have done something that I don't think any other radio show has ever done. We have absolutely archived every single solitary show for 13, 14 years. So that's a long time. It's there on our website. We also have our video archive, which we are going to begin to fill out a little bit. Right now we have a 5-day video archive. We have our shop where you can go and pick up souvenirs and Phil Hendry merchandise. We have other archive material, character bits, television appearances, interviews that we've done. It's all there at philhenryshow.com. With a backstage pass, you will have access to all that. So why not? Why not get one? Tomorrow is episode 12 of the free Phil Hendry podcast. It's a great way to be introduced, by the way, to those archives. Just listen to the free Phil Hendry podcast. You can download it from just follow the banner on our homepage. It's available on Podcast Directory. It's available out there on Stitcher. It's available out there on iTunes. It's everywhere, baby. The free Phil Hendry podcast. 877-876-PHIL is the number, and I think we still have that Boston line open, Bob, if you can just close that off. R.C. Collins joining us now from Bradley Military Academy in Altadena, California. R.C. is a junior cadet there and has been at Bradley Military Academy since his freshman year. With a eventual goal of going to West Point and becoming, obviously, a commissioned officer. And then, R.C., you're talking about going to Fort Benning?
Yes, sir. The first goal would be for me to go to Fort Bragg, which is...
Fort Bragg, I'm sorry, that's in North Carolina?
Yeah, that's in North Carolina to be in the airborne. So that's really, I mean, everybody that goes in the Army these days... There really is only one. There's really only one unit that you want to be a part of, because in a lot of ways, if you know anything about the military, you want to be in a unit that's, as we like to say in the military, you know, that's real. That's the real heartbreakers, you know. And I don't think that there's more of a bunch of heartbreakers than airborne, 101st Airborne, and they've got the legendary status, you know.
Yeah, they're very well known. Is that the Screaming Eagles?
Yes, sir. That's the Screaming Eagles, and they was in northern Iraq in the beginning of the Iraq War, and they was in Afghanistan, and they was also in Vietnam on the movie, if you saw it, Hill 875.
Well, I know the one you're talking about. That was Doc Toe.
Well, I don't know.
That was the Battle of Dok To, and Hill 875 was a major hill that was U.S. airborne. So I know what you're talking about. R.C., you wanted to talk a little bit about death penalty?
Yes, sir, because I am currently dating a young lady that I've talked with about the death penalty. I'm ready to go to war for my country, and I am ready to kill the enemy of America, whoever it is. Doesn't make no never mind to me, you know. They're just one dumbass after the next, as far as I'm concerned, if they're going to take on my country. But I have been talking recently to a young lady that I've been dating from the girls' school, which is Mount Vernon School down the road from us. It's an all girls high school.
Okay.
And she's been talking to me about a death penalty and that it's wrong to take a life just to make sure that the guy, you know, if he's a murderer or whatever, you can put him in prison and it'll do just as much good, you know?
Okay.
But the thing that has caused me confusion, being, you know, someone who eventually does want to be in the U.S. Army, and like I said, I want to be with nothing but heartbreakers like the 101st. If the death penalty is wrong, then killing Osama bin Laden doesn't make any sense. You know what I mean? And I've been wrestling with that.
It does. If the death penalty is wrong, killing Osama bin Laden doesn't make any sense.
Yes, sir. And I've been wrestling with that because this young lady, her name is Marguerite.
Okay.
She said that we could have... well, I asked her about bin Laden, and she said the death penalty was wrong, so we never should have done it. And
we never should have killed bin Laden.
According to her, yes, sir. It makes some sense to me, because if it's wrong, then who am I to say to take another life, you know?
Now, let's slow down. Let's just stop here for a minute.
Okay.
You want to be a soldier.
Well, yeah, and believe me when I tell you, Mr. Hendry, it's not because I'm scared of killing nobody, because that just doesn't factor into the equation, okay? I've factored that in, and it doesn't factor into the equation.
All right, no, I understand that. But as a soldier, if you're told to go and kill bin Laden, regardless of what you think about the death penalty, are you going to go?
Well, but see, doesn't that come under the heading of my belief system? They probably wouldn't ask me to go.
Yes, they would. Yes, they would. You know.
Well, if they knew that I was against the death penalty.
But wait a minute. This is not the death penalty. First of all, I am in favor of the death penalty, so I don't have a moral confusion here. I think I understand your moral confusion. You're saying if the death penalty is bad, which you now think it is.
Yes, sir. I'm pretty well convinced it is.
All right. You are now applying that standard that you have for the death penalty, you're applying it across the board to any and all, actions that our country may take in terminating human life to defend the country. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, because I don't see no difference if you're going to take...
Okay, no, hold on. I just want to make sure. I understand what you're saying, because, killing somebody in lethal injection or killing a guy in Afghanistan, what the hell's the difference? It's the death penalty. Is that it?
Yes, sir, that's it. But, I mean, I want you to know that I'm very patriotic, too. I mean, you're making it sound like I don't have... I mean, this is not a question, Mr. Henry, of whether I got the guts to go out and break a few hearts, you know? I'm ready to eat my own guts for my country, you know?
Well, I mean, hold on, because it doesn't sound to me like you are if you're going to sit there and say, well, you know, but the death penalty, I'm against that, you know?
No, Mr. Henry, no, you're all wrong there. I am ready to go to war and to do everything that is going to be done. And
except kill bin Laden. And maybe except kill anybody.
No, well, what I'm saying is, if the death penalty is bad, like what I think it is, then I don't believe in no death penalty. And then, yeah, you're right. I'd have to say, no, I can't kill nobody. But there's also, Mr. Henry, you can go to war and take up arms against the enemy and not kill them so much as you're just gunning them down and to keep them from going and attack or, you know, taking over something.
You know, you might ask your instructors there at the military academy or other army guys.
And then one more thing, Mr. Henry.
What?
You can take prisoners of war too, like as you know.
Yes, I do. But hold on, I would suggest you ask your instructors there. What do they think of the strategy of just gunning somebody down without killing them or taking prisoners? What do they think of that?
Well, I mean, you know, I think you need to be in the military academy that I'm in to understand intent.
No, you may be right. Maybe I do need to be in your military academy to understand all the tactics and all of the strategies and all of the plans that are put forth in your classes, because I understand that that's what war colleges do. But I'm just saying, you might want to pose that to your instructors. What about we go to war and we not kill anybody, we just wound them? See, I ain't getting this one, man. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. I'm with R.C. Collins from Bradley Military Academy as we talk about the death penalty and his aversion. Even as a soldier, he is against the death penalty, and so therefore he believes he has to be against killing other soldiers in wartime. It's the same principle that is terminating the life of an enemy of the country. 877-876-7445. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back with R.C. Collins and your phone calls.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
You'll get any phone calls.
Don't worry about it, okay?
Well,
hold on for a minute. We'll talk about it. Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. If you are a soldier in the United States Army, but you are personally opposed to the death penalty, does that mean that you, therefore, in good conscience, can't kill anybody? That's what we're talking about here with R.C. Collins. And you came to this point of view because of a young lady you met.
Yes, sir.
And what was her name?
Because I don't believe, Mr. Henry, that... I mean, I'm not saying...
No, hold on. What was the name of the young lady?
Oh, her name's Marguerite.
Okay, Marguerite, and you had this long talk, I guess, huh?
Yes, sir. I dated her, and I'd seen her at the Commandant's Ball, and we had gone out, and she's very beautiful and everything, but, you know, I mean, as a member of the military, I mean, you pretty much got the pick of the litter anyway, you know? And so I was going to blow her off. She's hot, but, you know, I was going to blow her off and just play the field and everything.
Okay, that's fine. But you got to know her and you've been dating her.
Yes, sir. And anyway, I started going out with her, and she's against the death penalty. We talked about it. So for me, that means if I'm against the death penalty, well, then I can't go like when they killed Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, and so as a member of the military, you think you're going to say to a commanding officer, I can't go and do that, sir. I'm against the death penalty.
Well, I think if you tell the commanding officer ahead of time that you have to, that you've adjusted your views and that he needs to probably factor it in, you know? Then they'll factor that in.
What are they going to factor in, man, that you are against the death penalty?
Well, Mr. Henry, I know you don't know a lot about a military, and they'll factor in that I'm against the death penalty, and then they factor that in.
And then they say, well, we can't send R.C.
We won't send out, Collins because of that.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let me just get to a phone call here, because I got more questions for you. Darwin, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show here with R.C. Collins.
Hey, thank you very much, man.
Yes, sir.
I just want to tell that young man straight up, if he is against killing people, he needs to get out of the military. I was only an Army reservist for 6 years here in Colorado, and that was through the 80s. And I did my part, and I was ready to go die and do whatever it took, young man. But if you have a problem with killing someone, you should not be in the military, and you damn well don't let a little girl control your situation if you're a warrior.
Well, but I mean, what I'm saying is, I'm ready to eat my own guts for my country. Don't make any mistake about that. I'm going to go out and do the deal and break some hearts.
Drop the drama about eating your guts and all that crap, young man. It's straight up. You know, step away from the pipe. I don't know what you're doing or what you're on right now, but you're talking a bunch of jumbo. And, you know,
about?
When you step up and you sign that paper, you're prepared to go to war and do whatever it takes. No la-ti-da, and you don't let nobody else control that situation. You sign your name, excuse me, you sign your name to protect your country, no matter what it takes. It's an eye for an eye, young man.
Exactly, and I'm ready to go out. Wait a second, I want to do it, but... What about my rights to not believe in a death penalty?
Well, if you just don't believe in it, you got your rights. Yes, sir, you got your rights. And if you do not believe in the death penalty, you damn well shouldn't be in the military.
Give me two more.
What is that noise I'm hearing?
It's like, if somebody killed someone here on the street in my town...
They should
die. I think anybody that harms anyone else has the right to be killed. You know,
I think they definitely need to be.
When you're fighting to protect someone is one thing, but if you're out there killing people to make you look better, then you need to knock it off.
Well, wait a second.
You're not. Hey, Bin Laden and all that crap. They weren't out there to protect our nation. So that's
right.
A whole different
right.
ball game than what you're trying to pull on us. So, you know, just knock
it off.
I'm not
trying to pull nothing. I'm trying to support the country and be a warrior on account of what Joel said.
Fine.
Ain't you ever met a pretty girl?
That's it. Bin Laden had to go down. He killed thousands and thousands of people. He had to be taken out. To protect
no
our country. He had to
no
be taken out
about it.
To protect our country.
Well, let me jump in here, Darwin. You say that he has to be taken down. Hold on, Darwin, because I want to jump in, because I agree with what you're saying. And you just said, RC, you agree with Darwin.
Yeah, 100%.
Well, then how can you say you're not going to go and kill Bin Laden?
Because there's other things you could do. You could take him into custody.
Take him into custody?
Yes,
do you know that?
See, when you get out of military school and you actually have to get out there with loaded ammo and protect yourself and your soldiers, your friends,
I hear
the people that are
I'm
around
ready
you.
For it.
When you got
I'm good
when
to
somebody
go.
Shoot at your ass, when somebody's shooting at your ass, you're gonna shoot back.
Uh-huh.
And that man
I'm good to go.
Did not want to do anything but kill or be killed.
Right. And what do you mean you're good to go?
I'm good to go. I hear everything the man's saying. And
you ain't good to go. You're not good to go if they say you got to go kill Bin Laden, and you ain't good to go.
I am good to go except for that.
And you were letting a little girl control you a while ago when this conversation started. You because
not really.
She said one thing. You need to get your head out of your butt, brother.
There's
only two ways to deal with being a soldier. You either get out there and take care of business, or you drop out and run home to mommy.
Well, I'm not. I want to go, but you got to understand. This girl was talking to me about it, and it made sense what she was saying. She was talking about Bin Laden.
What's that noise I'm hearing?
What?
What is the noise?
It's a blender.
I'm sitting in my truck with no.
No, it's not you, Darwin. It's a what?
It's a blender.
A blender. What are you guys doing? You making margaritas or something?
We're having a refreshment. Yeah,
I rest
it's
my
a situation.
Case. Step away from the whatever.
No kidding. The blender. Yeah.
We're having a situation.
You're having a situation. All right. Listen, Darwin. Thanks very much, sir. Good words of wisdom there from a man who has walked down that walk. 877-876 Phil.
Well, wait a second, Mr. Henry. I think something needs to be said. Right now about that, I'm not trying to put anybody down or anything, but that man said, if I'm not mistaken, I heard the man say that he was Army Reserve. Did I hear that right?
Yeah, you heard that right.
Well, okay, I mean...
You mean what?
Well, Army Reserve, that's kind of... You're like on the weekend, you go and...
No, that's Army Reserve. First of all, he was in the Army. Then he was in Army Reserve. You have to be in the Army.
Well, I don't know about that. He said he was Army Reserve.
You can't be in the Army Reserve unless you first spent time in the U.S. Army. Okay?
Well, but what I mean is the Army Reserve guys, it's not really being in the Army. And
all right, hold on, because I don't think you understand. And being in a military academy, that surprised me. 877-876-7445. If you're a soldier, but you don't believe in the death penalty, would you have gone out to kill bin Laden? That's what we're talking about, at least with this young man, R.C. Collins of the Bradley Military Academy. We'll be back here, 877-87, what is our number? 877-876-7445. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. I'll be right back.
Phil Henry.
Here, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and our News and Information Hour is coming up. Don't forget, episode 12 of the free Phil Henry podcast debuting tomorrow on most of your podcast places, podcast directory, iTunes, or you can go to our homepage, philhenryshow.com, and access it. We recommend that, in fact, accessing it right through that banner, and you'll get to our podcast lickety-split. With us on the line here is R.C. Collins from Bradley Military Academy. We're going to get to some more phone calls. You just said something, R.C., and we're talking here about the death penalty and whether you're going to kill bin Laden. And there's a lot of moral and the girl that you made a point, you know.
I mean, her name is Marguerite, Mr. Henry. I don't want to disrespect her or have nobody talking about her like she's a piece of meat, you know.
No, I'm not trying to do that. I'm wondering how this factors in.
Well, I mean, you know, she's very beautiful, and I do want to someday, you know, I'm hoping that I can have the... You know, to be able to be, you know, to spend the night. Okay, I'm not trying to be disrespectful of her, but to spend the night with her and everything, and I hope to do that. And
okay, so you hope to do that. So does that have anything to do with you embracing her viewpoint on the death penalty?
No, Mr. Henry, I'm way ahead of you on that one. Mr. Henry, I'm pretty squared away on that. I know what it takes, man. I'm squared away, and
well, what does that mean? This girl is so beautiful. You want to get with her, spend the night with her, however you want to put it. So you're adopting her point of view.
No, I'm not, Mr. Henry. I'm just saying that in order for me to get the right perspective on it, I mean, I want to do talk to warriors, and I'm not trying to disrespect no National Guard guys or Army Reserve guys, but do they have what it takes, you know?
Do you have what it takes, man? That's what we're asking here. Do you have what it takes?
Why are you asking that?
Because you're a guy who is against the death penalty, which means I may not want to go and kill bin Laden. And now what you're telling me, a lot of that has to do with this girl, Marguerite.
Please, Mr. Henry, don't disrespect her. I'm not disrespecting anything that you're banging right now.
Excuse me, young man. Watch your language.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, sir.
Okay, watch your language and the way you refer to whatever is going on in my life. I guarantee you don't know.
I apologize, sir.
877-876-7445. We're going to go to a phone call here on the line with us is Mickey. Hi, Mickey. You're on the Phil Henry Show here with R.C. Collins. Go ahead, sir.
How you doing, R.C.? Hey, I'm going to tell that young man one thing. I was on active duty with the 8th Infantry Division during the first Gulf War, and then again with a National Guard unit. I served in Iraq in 04 and 05. And him thinking that he can go tell his company commander that, oh, because I don't believe in the death penalty, I can't go do a certain job. That's wrong, because when he goes and tells his company commander that, and he's given the order or a direct order to go do his job, if he disobeys it, then he falls under a conscientious objector and will be put out of the military.
Well, I mean, I understand that, sir, but don't you think that the company commander would know ahead of time which guys he'll send out?
No, it don't work that way. Orders come down from top brass that this unit, whether it be the 101st or whatever, you're on a list to go overseas for rotation. If you deny or disobey going over there, then you would be placed under charges.
what I mean. Were you in the 101st? Did you go in the 101st? Because you probably know what they did.
No, this gentleman said...
I was with the 8th Infantry Division, and I also fell under a unit over there with 1st Cos Comp.
Wait a second. Did you say you was in the National Guard? Everybody knows those guys just hang around on the weekend.
See, that's where you're wrong. You're national. The National Guard and the Army Reserve is not just a weekend deal.
It's a rotationary
force. All we do is rotate back and forth overseas, relieving active duty. I was also under the 8th Infantry Division. If you know anything about the military, on active duty.
Yeah, sure I do. Part of the 90s. I studied up on it and everything. Hey.
Okay.
I got a joke for you. What if the guy said it's time for you to go to Iraq and you go, rotate?
Hey, we're not telling jokes right now, okay?
What kind of joke? That's not a joke.
We're not telling.
Well, you know, sit on it and rotate.
We're not telling jokes right now. We're talking about you, pal. You want to go in the military. You eat your own guts. You're the guy that said this stuff.
Well, Mr. Henry, that's military talk that I'm not sure you understand.
Eat your own guts is not military talk. That's something you're getting from your little Yahoo buddies there at your little academy. You got to stop and think. You're sitting there talking about the National Guard. Oh, they only do this stuff on the weekend. Seems like you're the one that's in school not doing nothing. But once you get with 101st,
right now we're studying battle plans, sir.
Fort Bragg. I have been at Fort Bragg. You go up there and tell the commander at Fort Bragg that I don't believe in the death penalty. I can't go do my job in Iraq. They're going to kick you out of the military, plain and simple. And
sir, I think, officer,
are you going to tell your guys that, the company commander give us a job, we have to go down to this place here in Iraq and defend this little village, but if any of the enemy pops up, don't kill them. We'll just take them hostage. Well, when bullets are flying,
exactly.
You don't think about that. You kill or be killed when you're in a combat situation.
Well, what I was going to say, sir, is that I don't mean to disrespect you or anything, but see, in the military academy that I'm in right now, we're studying battle plans of a great many of the different, wars and everything. Like right now, we studied Chancellorsville, which was a Civil War one. And
Civil War. Oh, boy.
Well, it's important to study the battle plans, even though I know that there's different equipment.
It's important to study the battle plan. But
this man's talking about practical.
How are you going to be because of what his girlfriend said?
She made me feel different about it.
You just got done saying you want to sleep with her.
I want to ask you something. If a guy coming down the street is a known thug, you and your girlfriend there, he gets ticked off because he don't like the way she looks and he kills her, are you just going to walk up and shake his hand or say, that's okay, I don't believe in the death penalty, you're all right?
In the battle plans that we're studying right now.
What battle plan are you studying that's going to help you protect your girlfriend?
What?
What battle plan are you? This gentleman just said the girlfriend's attacked on a street. You going to kill the guy? What are you going to do?
Well, in that case, I'm taking care of business.
Okay.
You're killing him.
How can you believe that the death penalty is wrong when you yourself just said, if your girlfriend got attacked, you're going to take care of business? That doesn't mean killing a guy.
That doesn't mean killing a guy.
Okay. Yes, it does.
I'll tell you what. If me and my wife's walking down the road and a guy attacks my wife, I'm going to put my military training to use, and I'm going to do everything in my power to kill that man, to keep him from killing my wife.
I'm going to take care of business. That's the difference.
What do you mean by take care of business?
Take the guy down and zip tie him.
Okay. Listen, Mike, very good call, sir. I appreciate your call very much. You're going to have to move on here. Number 877-876-7445. I got to tell you something, Marcy. What we're hearing here.
Well, Mr. Henry, I can hear you laughing and people. And that guy is asking me questions he's talking about it from the perspective of a National Guardsman, and what's that mean? He's sitting working on a Jeep? No.
No, he just got done telling you that he went to the Iraq War. He went to the Iraq Theater as a National Guardsman, as well as a member of the United States Army. Okay?
Well, yeah, but when he went to Iraq, the only thing they have National Guards people do on a most of the time is either work on the motor pool or, like, unloading crates and stuff from, like, the barges that pull in down the river. And
well, you know what? You're saying a whole lot of crap that sounds like it's right out of Mark Twain. I don't know what you're talking about. You know,
What
do you mean that they're unloading barges down the river? What is that?
I'm talking about, Mr. Henry, anybody knows that the National Guard.
You know, everything you're saying is disrespecting the National Guard. You know that.
No, sir, it's not.
Yes, it is. You're saying all they're doing is working in a motor pool, and they're unloading barges. And, you know, and it just like you said, that the Coast Guard, all they do is teach people how to inflate inner tubes. I can't believe you, man. What are they teaching you?
I told you, right now we're learning battle plans, Chancellorsville, but also, and the other guy didn't listen, we're learning the battle plan of Belleau Woods of the First World War. And another thing we're learning about is the... is another one is the airborne operation marketplace
Market Garden.
Yeah, Market Garden of World War One or World War Two. I don't know which one.
World War Two. I know more about it than you, and I'm not in military school.
Well, you were in military school.
No, I never was in military school. Never, never was I in military school.
Well, I doubt that, Mr. Henry. You're pretty convert. I mean, how do you know about the Market Garden?
I was never in military. I read history. Okay, listen, hold on. We got to take a break. 877-876-7445. So you guys in the National Guard and in the Army Reserve, you'd be interested to know that all you guys do is work in the motor pool and unload barges that come down the river. R.C. Collins with us. It's incredible. And this kid's in a military academy. On top of everything else, he doesn't believe in the death penalty because he's been having these conversations with his girlfriend, and so he doesn't know how he could kill bin Laden if bin Laden were still alive. Thank God bin Laden was taken care of by guys that didn't have the same problem. 877-876-7445 is the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and we'll be right back with more right after this.
Truth is our bitch.
The
Phil Henry Show.
Fine.
World-famous Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back here. We got our news and information hour coming up on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. After the show, you can check the homepage of philhenryshow.com, and you'll see our show log that tells you everything that happened in the show. You can also check back pages to see other shows, other show logs. You can see right on the right-hand side the five-day archive. That's where all of our podcasts, the immediate podcasts, go. And then, of course, we have an archive of all the shows. And you'll also see a video archive there as well at philhenryshow.com. 877-876-PHIL. R.C. Collins is on the line with us. Time to go back to a phone call. And we have Eric. Eric, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with R.C. Collins. Eric, you were a Marine, correct, sir?
Yeah, I was Marine Corps. I was 2-5
okay.
At the company in Camp Pendleton, California.
Okay.
And
okay.
My deal is, if I'm sitting there and my buddy's getting attacked, I'm not going to sit back and watch him. Like, man, I can't help you because I don't want to kill this guy because I don't believe in death penalty, buddy. I'm just going to watch you get shot or blown up.
I ain't going to do that. I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to say, you know, I'm going to take him down.
Take him down?
Yeah.
No, take him down. I mean, are you going to restrain him? I mean, what are you going to do? Because to me, in the Marine Corps, we're taught, hey, one shot, one kill. Hey, two in the chest, one in the head, buddy. That's how it's supposed to be whenever you're in war.
Well, I ain't talking about being, you know, like a lot of guys in the Marines, that's all they, I mean, I'm talking Army, which is, you know, doing a battle plan and stuff.
Huh?
So what's your MOS going to be in the Army? I mean, what's your MOS going to be?
Well, what do you mean?
The MOS is a job that you're taking while you're in the Army.
Well, I want to be, well, I'm going to be an officer in the infantry, but I do want to be airborne.
You want to be airborne.
Now, if your subordinates find out that you're an officer going in and that you don't believe in death penalty, they're not going to want you to go into war with them. They don't want you having their back.
Well, they've got to do what I tell them to do because I'm the officer.
But this man's saying, that's a very good point, Eric. You got men that are serving under you, and you don't believe in killing people? The morale is going to be horrible. You're going to have a mutiny on your hands.
Exactly. What do you mean, a mutiny?
They're not going to want to do what you tell them to do.
Well, then I'm going to have to put my boot to some rear ends, won't I?
The respect there is not going to... There's not going to be any respect there for you, buddy. Because we had brass come in that had no ribbons. I had more ribbons than the brass did. We didn't have respect for them because they came from an academy like you did. And it's because, hey, I come in, I'm a boot. You're a boot just like they are. I was a lance corporal, and we had a second lieutenant come in. He had no ribbons. He shot marksman. I mean, it's. And then if I found out he didn't believe in death penalty, then that was, man, there's already a lot of things going against you there. So.
But, I mean, what academy did he go to? I didn't think the Marine Corps had an academy like West Point or something.
No, well, he went to college.
Navy.
And then came in.
He went to college.
And then came into the infantry.
The Naval Academy, too. Don't Marines come out of the Naval Academy? Maybe not.
Are you kidding, Mr. Henry? The Navy. Ha, 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 ha. There's no Marines come out of that.
All right, fine. I don't know what I'm talking about. But Eric made a very good point. They want to see an officer that's had experience or at least inspires confidence in them and knows what he's doing and wants to do what soldiers are supposed to do, which is kill the enemy. When you talk about not killing anybody, what are you talking about?
I'm only trying to say, what do you do when you've got a pretty fair piece of ass? Well, I shouldn't have said.
Don't watch the piece of ass stuff, okay? Are you telling me that you're against the death penalty because the girl you're with is hot?
Are you trying to tell me that you wouldn't take that into consideration? Come on!
I'm saying something, man. I'm married. I have a wife. My wife told me, "Oh, we'll go to Iraq, but don't kill anybody." Man, I would. It's either them or me, and it's not going to be me, buddy. I'll let you know that right now.
Would your girlfriend want you to go to war and stand there while another guy killed you and you didn't kill him?
Marguerite she's a pacifist. So
yeah, that's great, man. That's a great girlfriend for you to have. Listen, Eric, thank you very much. Thanks for your service to the country. Appreciate having you on the line here. 877-876-PHIL. I want to get over to Mike. Hi, Mike. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
I'm not saying that I'm totally convinced of it. I'm trying to figure it out.
Go ahead, Mike.
Just going a little further on to his National Guard stuff. I was in the National Guard. Now, unfortunately, I didn't do what?
Yeah, he was in the National Guard. So you know what they did, don't you?
Yeah, you want to know what they do?
Yes, sir.
They do the same stuff as any other military.
Well, but
you still get deployed. Now, yes, when you're here in the States, yeah, you do 1 week in a month, 2 weeks a year. But you still get deployed. And when you get deployed, you're active duty, right in the middle of war. And you do the same thing as a regular Army guy does. You don't sit there and unload barges and work in the motor pool and all that unless that's what your job is. If you're in infantry and stuff, you're going to do the infantry work.
Well, who unloads the barges?
What do you mean unload barges?
If that's what your job is and stuff, your MOS, as the Marine guy who was just on there was saying, that's what you do. If your MOS is in the motor pool, then you're in the motor pool. My MOS and stuff was, I was in the 301st maintenance company. I worked on the cars. I worked on tents. I did different things like that. Now, I wasn't deployed.
And you could be a pacifist, too, if you did that.
No, you couldn't, man, because they might order you to go out and fight.
Right.
Are you kidding me?
You're going to have to go fight. No matter what your MOS is, pretty much, you can go fight. If it comes down to it and they need people on the battlefield, your butt's going to go.
Yeah, but think about it. What if I'm the cook? What if I'm cooking? If I'm the chef? They're not going to make me go fight.
Yeah, they might, man, if they need you to. Yeah.
If the base is under attack, if the base gets under attack that you're on, your butt's going to have a gun in your hand. You're going to be out there firing bullets instead of turning stoop.
Oh, well, yeah. I'm going to go and do it then if the base is under attack and stuff. But if I'm
the chef,
because America, most of the time, we're not going to have no base being under attack. We're the ones that go out and break hearts.
Oh, boy.
Sir, my job was staying in a trailer. I was in an air-conditioned trailer and stuff, sewing up tents. That was my job. What my MOS was. I was a seamstress. My butt got pulled out in the field and had to go on the line. So don't tell me they won't do it.
I just can't feature that. Some guy that's in a sewing circle, the next minute you know, he's breaking hearts.
That's why you take training for it. It don't matter what.
Hey, Mike, thank you.
Everybody takes the same basic training.
You're right. Mike, thanks so much for calling, and it was great to talk with you, especially your candor about being a seamstress.
Yeah, and then he says he's out there breaking hearts and taking names? I doubt it.
Will you shut up and go to bed?
Hey, Mr. Henry, could I get an autograph?
World-famous Phil Henry Show coming up next is our News and Information Hour. We'll be right back.
Phil Henry.